Today is 22 May 69. It's Thursday, and it is not my day off. Usually it is when I'm making a tape to you. In fact, I worked 14 hours today, since 8 this morning until almost 10:30 this evening. That makes for a very long day. It was long also because so many things happening today. All of it has been, problems, staff problems with the local Vietnamese workers. They give me more headaches. There are more problems involved with these people than you can believe. I started off this morning by going to Long Bin. I had to pick up a clerk typist, a young gal, I think she's just 20, who I hired only because she had a working knowledge of the keyboard and she spoke a bit of English. Now, she couldn't type very well. I mean, she can type, but not that well. I had her copy some things that I had typed, and even then she'd have maybe 20 mistakes to a page, just copying typing. So that, you know, she isn't that good, but you know, if she has a working knowledge of the keyboard and has a lot of practice, maybe she'll be learn to type accurately in good time. Anyway, I said I'd try her. Now, here's the problem. She comes from Zion, which is, I'm not sure, but I think it's between 30 or 40 miles from here. And she agreed to work here at Bearcat and go home once a week. Well, I finally got her a place to stay with some other mamasans that stay on the compound. See, most of them have to leave the compound each evening, but the one unit, 222nd, they keep some of their women that work in the mess halls and what have you late in the evening. They keep them overnight, so she's staying down there. I don't know if she's going to work out because she was very surprised to find out that she was the only Vietnamese typist in the whole office. I mean, she thought it was a big office full of Vietnamese women, you know. And of course, I just need the one typist. So that took most of the day because I had to show her around and find a place for her to eat and all this good stuff. Anyway, then in addition to that, the other mamasans that work for me, I had a strike today. They walked out. Can you believe this? A strike? The reason they walked out was because I wanted them to go down to the 50th Medical Unit and get a blood test and an x-ray because they handle a lot of dishes in my kitchen, and by rights they should have a food handler certificate. Well, it seems that it's against their religion, you know, to get any blood or draw blood from the body. So they won't go. They wouldn't go. And so they walked over to PA&E. Now, PA&E hires these people, these particular five that work for me, and they let them out to the different units on compound. And they are janitors. There's five of them, six, I guess, that work for me. They're all women, and they're all janitors. You know, they just do the general cleaning. So they said they wouldn't go get a blood test or x-ray, so they went over to PA&E. Well, I went over to PA&E with them, and this Mr. Duskin, who's over there, sat down for an hour and a half, and he told these mamasans of mine, through an interpreter, just what their job description was and things that they were supposed to do. See, they have been cooking in my kitchen. They cook all day, Duchess, some stinky food. I don't know what it is, but it smells terrible. And I'm not supposed to provide them with a stove or a place to cook food or even to eat food. They can eat it outside, like everybody else. They sit down on the ground and eat, you know. So anyway, he jumped all over them. And they really were very sorry, I'm sure, they went over there because in the long run, they lost out an awful lot. Now they cannot cook in my kitchen. They cannot eat in the service club, which is the way it should be because I don't have facilities for them. And I don't like them in the kitchen handling the food or the dishes that we have to serve. Because, as I say, these people, a lot of them have TB and what have you, and it's only right that if they're going to work in the kitchen, they should get a health certificate. Well, they're not supposed to work in the kitchen. Well, if they can't work in the kitchen, then they, in my eyes, they shouldn't be able to eat and cook in the kitchen with my equipment, my utensils. So anyway, this caused a big commotion, you know. And there was one thing after another today, just a combination of things. I have two people out sick. And I don't know why I'm rattling this all on this tape to you. The big problem here is that we don't have a civilian personnel office that handles all the paperwork and everything for the Vietnamese laborers. This compound doesn't have a lot of things. So consequently, I'm running my own CPO office right in my service club. But it's very time-consuming, Duchess, because I have to keep a record of what hours everybody works, then tally up the time and attendance sheets, figure out what it is in American dollars and piastres, that's the local currency, take that every 2 weeks up to Long Bin, get a check for it, take the check to finance, cash it, and then come back to Bearcat and pay everybody, and then type up a receipt, get their signature. Well, this is the way it should work, but I'm the one who shouldn't be doing it. And because I have been doing it, because nobody else will do it, it takes up a lot of my time, and I just don't have that much time to get it. I have so many other problems to work on. So, there you have. Today has been a real, as I say, a go-go day for 14 hours. And I'm very happy to get home, take a shower, and get myself to bed. Linda, I'm here by myself at this big hooch because Linda went on vacation. She went down to Saigon on Tuesday night. She won't be home until this coming Tuesday, I think. So it's kind of nice in a way to have a little peace and quiet because Linda goes with the boy who works for me in the service club, and I've allowed both of them to go to Tokyo at the same time. Actually, I shouldn't have approved it, only because it puts me in a bind, personnel-wise, I'm short at the club. But if I figured if they could have a good time, you know, get there together, why should I object? They've been going with one another for months. I don't think it'll work. It's one of those crazy romances. Linda is 4.5 years older than the boy. He's only 20. And he's a real sharp, bright young man. And I don't think he's very serious about it, but she is, and who knows, right? But I did approve both of them going, and consequently, I just have me and two other boys in the club. And it's a lot to cover in, opening so many hours a day and every day during the week. Other than that, I'm in great shape. The cold that I had the last time I talked with you disappeared the very next day. And I think this was due to the pills that Doc brought over that evening. He gave me some small tablets, bluish-green. They're great. I don't know what they are, but they certainly do the trick. And it dries you right up with no stuffiness and no achiness. So that cold lasted exactly 2 days, and that was the end of it. What else? I'm still wearing a ACE bandage on my foot. My foot has not bothered me for a week or two now. Nothing, absolutely nothing. But I'm not taking any chances. I'm keeping it taped, and I do try to favor it quite a bit. And looks like the swelling has gone down. I mean, it's swollen a little bit, but very little. Hardly noticeable at all. So I can't complain there. What else? Oh, Sam gave me some, in fact, he gave me 36 bars of surgical soap. You know, that Fosahex is very hard to get over here. I still have some because I shipped a gallon of it from Korea. But, I asked Sam, because he leaves in about a week, he's going home. Less than that. No, just about a week from today, I think, yeah. And so I asked if he could get any before he left, and instead he gave me 36 bars of surgical soap. So I think that'll help a lot, because it's so dirty over here and so terribly dusty all the time that you feel that even when you take a bath, or not a bath, but a shower, Somehow you just don't feel clean. What else can I tell you? I had an invitation. I got it yesterday, I think, to go to a party this Saturday night. General Tai Wei, the Thai general, is having a party and would like the pleasure of my company. So I will go, but I hope they have American food there, because that food is just too much for me. It's very, very hot, and I usually wind up eating very, very little. But I think it's important I do go, because they don't have that many Americans at the party. They only asked maybe 3 or 4 Americans on the compound. And I'm going to start to ask the Thais to do things for me in the club. I need an awful lot of support, and I don't get it. Because I have mostly Thais that use my club. So we have over 12,000 Thais on this compound, and only a few thousand GIs. And 90% of the time, all the men in my club are 100% Thais. That's a lot of Thais. I mean, I have very few GIs that use the club. Some regular ones that do all the time, but as I say, on the whole, it's mostly Thais. And it's wonderful. You know, I don't speak Thai, and they don't speak English for the most part. And I'm telling you, every day is a three-ring circus in there. Every day it's something else. So anyway, I'm looking forward, really, because there aren't too many social events on this compound. So I'm looking forward to Saturday. It'll be at least a diversion. I think they're expecting some big-wig generals from Thailand. In fact, it probably will be the new general, because General Tai Wei should be going home in another month or so. And I think this is running out on this side, so we'll flip over. I think it's running out. Anyway, I'm going to flip it over anyway.